This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Stephanie Lisowski, Stephanie Lisowski. Date of birth 06/28/1945. Date of appointment February 13, 2024. Requesting physician Kenneth Riley, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-R-I-L-E-Y. Dear Dr. Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephanie Lisowski today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 78-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 1/24/2024 due to dysphagia and dysarthria. The patient cannot swallow since Christmas of 2023. Sometime food goes to the windpipe. She had endoscopy done and seen by ENT. Breathing is little bit shallow. Speech is also slurred. She does not have any weakness, numbness, but becomes tired easily. She becomes short of breath also. MRI of the brain done in the hospital was negative. B12 folate, TSH normal, smooth muscle, antibodies are normal, anti-Smith antibodies are also normal. Somehow acetylcholine receptor antibodies and anti-MuSK antibodies blood test can not done in the hospital. Today she is here for follow-up with me. She is still tired, cannot hold the head up, cannot swallow, tired all the time. Now having PEC tube, getting feed through that, speech is slurred, sometimes become short of breath. Past medical history, asthma, hypertension, CHF. Past surgical history, hysterectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medications, metoprolol, spironolactone, atorvastatin, amlodipine, vitamin C, aspirin, calcium, multivitamin, fluticasone, pantoprazole. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the husband. Family history, mother disease, breast and bone cancer, father disease, heart failure. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having weakness, swallowing problem, shortness of breath. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen sound, bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no. Facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, myasthenia gravis. Number two, rule out myopathy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the acetylcholine receptor antibodies, anti-MuSK antibodies, CPK and aldolase. Her B12 folate TSH, anti-Smith and anti-smooth muscle antibodies are negative. I would like to see her back in my office in about 2 weeks. If the blood test result will come back early, I'll call her. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.